Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. My podcast, my rules. We'd call it a 53-47 split, would we?
To who?
Me.
Mate, you came into my world. I brought you into this world. Don't ever fucking forget that.
You did not give birth to me. Jill did.
Into this podcast world.
No, you fucking didn't. I've done podcasts before.
No, sugar. This is my fucking world that you've entered. Remember that.
Oh, don't I'm not
you
starting
ever,
like this.
Don't you
no,
ever,
I'm not
don't
starting
you dare,
with you
Don't
being
you
me.
Dare with this 57-43 book. What did she say?
57-43? Yeah,
57-43? You could have at least given me 49-51. But you've gone hard. So daddy's going hard. I'm daddy, by the way.
I just like the number of three. Hey, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Say apologise.
No.
You came in a bit aggressive. I apologise. We're 50-50.
I apologise.
Because you were a bit aggressive.
Don't ever fucking tell me I was aggressive.
Apologise. Apologise. People like episode 4 when I said I apologise.
I apologise, which is the plural somehow of apologise. I apologise en masse.
I've got to talk about something.
Good. Because this is
why we're here.
This is the basis of this whole fucking thing.
Oh, my God. You know what this is going to be? Another bloody...
Finance.
Car company. Fuck's sake. Leave me alone.
Poor things, getting a new car.
So, everyone...
Which is going to be a sad day for the podcast.
That's what I mean. I've got an announcement. I on Thursday, tomorrow, I'll be taking...
Tomorrow? Oh, yeah, this comes out on Wednesday.
You are such a fucking idiot. Been doing the podcast for an entire year. Can't even grasp the fact that this will be released tomorrow, which means when everyone's listening, we'll be the next day.
Listen, not all of us worked in Breakfast Radio. Not all of us are that. I'm still not there yet.
True.
Give me time.
True. You don't have a Breakfast Radio mind.
Correct.
I have had my fair share of pre-records in Breakfast Radio.
You did work in... For
yes.
Clarification.
Fitzy and Whipper,
oh, yeah.
Sydney Breakfast Radio.
Gotcha.
It was six till nine.
Six till nine. Okay.
So that's
what you worked in.
Me, Louisa Claire Dalden.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I apologise for my insolence.
So fine. Now, sweet, sweet prince.
Now please.
Sweet
angel of the north, please continue with what you're going to tell the bedwetters.
So on Thursday, I'm driving Gianni over the bridge to a car dealer, and they're going to inspect his little fat ass, his little booty, his little inside, his two keys, his bonnet. He's getting a full overbody inspection, and they could offer me a price then and there. And my sweet little prince, Italian Gianni, cute little muffin, could be gone.
Good riddance.
I want a new car, but I've got so much attachment to Gianni that I just don't know if my new car will give me the joy. Like when I see Gianni popping out of the garage and it's raining. Let
me tell you when that fucking dissipates.
What?
The second you jump into your new rig.
Well, that's my thing. I think it's when you have a child. So you say you had a dog and then you have a child, you might neglect the dog for a little bit because you got your child. So now it's like I'd get rid of Gianni and then now this will be my new baby that I'll be like, oh.
Oh, mate, you won't care. Like I had the same
ute. I will care about Gianni.
I had the same ute for 11 years, Lou. Like I liked it. I was like Gianni. But there was so much history with that vehicle, right? You've had Gianni for 3 years, cute. I had it for
four
times the time, right? Not good at maths. Don't quote me on it.
I think four times four would be 12.
You used to tell me yesterday it was 3 years.
16.
Yeah, so 4 threes are 12.
Oh, you were correct.
So, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to miss this fucking thing and blah, 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 blah. Then I got the new rig and I was like, fuck, this is flash. It's got all the bits and bobs.
Disagree. You always talk about that.
No, but I was excited when I got it. No. But
what if I regret it? What if I get my new car?
Yeah, but we're different. You won't. You'll be like, this is an upgraded Gianni.
He's going to have a reversing camera.
I went completely different from a fucking ute to a Tiguan. Mm. And I was excited.
I'm just worried about, because I've obviously crashed into the fence of my new driveway. I'm just worried if I get this.
What?
Just worried if I
Sorry. Get... Run that back.
I crashed into the fence.
Right, when?
A month ago.
Buddy, you have been telling me how seamlessly you've parked. Non-stop.
It was like a small scratch. It was just like I hit the wall. It was my first time getting around the garage in the front, the driveway.
Do you know? Okay.
So I'm worried that being in a new car, my peripherals. Fucking hate that word. Peripherals will be a bit different. And then you know how like the driveway, it's kind of like I sort of got to veer around. I could easily scratch him on the sides trying to get his little booty.
Just don't. Just be a better driver.
Well, it's not that easy.
Well, and plus you'll have all the gear in this new one because it's a later vehicle, so it'll be beeping and screaming and fucking squealing at you. You're the driver that needs the beeps and screams.
That's what I mean. It's time. It's time for Gianni to say goodnight and have a new owner, but I'd like to know who his owner is.
You highly likely you won't, unless you sell it privately to a friend. But at the end of the day, Lou,
Gianni?
Exciting times for Lulu, isn't it? Proud of you, buddy. Let go of the old.
Can I rattle off the few names that I've got for this new car? Obviously, I'll have to see him first.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
But I've got, hang on, I wrote them down. I think I might have even sent them to you.
Why is it a him?
Yeah, great fucking question,
That's a great question, Dior. I just, for some reason, all my cars have always been male. I'm happy for this car to be female. No, silence? Okay, cool. Right, we'll stick with the names I've got then. Fucking hell. So I've got Fabio, Massimo.
Massimo.
Pablo or Alfonso.
Oh, it stinks of you going with Alfonso, doesn't it?
I feel like Alfonso or Pablo are sticking out at me.
The only reason I like Alfonso the most is because of Alfonso Ribeiro, or whatever his name is, from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He plays Carlton.
Oh, yeah.
So that resonates. But maybe we try something new. You're a blossoming woman, okay? You're coming into full womanhood. You've got your 30th
full womanhood. Like I'm pretty sure that happens at like fucking 16.
The 30th birthday coming
up.
All right,
about that age.
You're becoming a full woman, right?
Okay.
In the prime of her life.
Right, I'm a woman.
So maybe we just forget naming the cars. We move the fuck on.
Hey, champion, it's not in my wheelhouse. It's not in mummy's wheelhouse. I'm mummy, by the way.
So.
No, I like naming them because then I can just be like, oh, I'm Gianni and I are coming over. Okay, that sounds
good. Yeah,
really
see what fucked. I mean?
That sounds
right. Gianni, me and Kevin are going to pop over, George. You know, it sounds like you're coming with friends. And then if I had a friend, if I was on the phone and you were on loudspeaker, I had a mate come to Sydney and he was sitting with me and it was you on the phone, you go, yeah, me, Gianni and Kevin will be over in 15 minutes. And then he would expect three humans to walk through the door and he's like, where are your friends? And you're like, oh no, Gianni's my car and Kevin's my soft koala. You see what that's
yeah,
sort of, you know?
Sort of. But like, Let me live.
Yeah, never change.
It's screaming Pablo and Alfonso.
I'm liking Alfonso. I'll be honest with you.
And then I can call him Alf.
I don't mind Pablo either. Old Escobar.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of trunk space in there. Shipping the goods. But I do. Look, I don't mind Alfonso.
Yeah. Well, literally, this could all happen very quickly. Like, if I drop Gianni off, they give me the price that I'm after.
You got to do it, Dale. Rip the Band-Aid.
Sayonara, and then Friday I'm going to get the new car.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Don't draw it out. It'll be the harder it is. You know what I mean?
It's like a breakup.
Correct. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Sayonara.
Cut contact.
Goodbye, Gianni. Okay. No contact. Stop texting me, Gianni. Don't turn up at my house.
You're just texting the new owner being like, would you mind if I came over and gave him a quick wax?
Could you send me a photo of him in his garage?
Yeah.
See the chickies warm.
From the back, so I can see his little booty thing.
See that little fat ass. The new car, if I get the Volkswagen T-Cross, that's got a little fat ass.
Does it?
A little booty. A little junk in the trunk.
Okay.
Beep, beep.
Okay.
Meow.
Yeah.
You're not a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, look, exciting times.
Thanks.
Exciting times. Well, the bedwethers are coming along for the ride, so you'll obviously be hearing about this every single episode. And what I assume will not be a quick turnover, it will be.
They didn't buy Gianni. I didn't get the
card. Yeah. This will be drawn out. We'll be talking about it this time fucking next year.
Probably.
We'll still have Gianni. Hopefully, I'll have a new rig by then.
New rig?
Yeah, like vehicle.
Oh.
I don't need a new rig.
It's like. Okay, mate. New rig. What's going on here?
So what else has been happening, man?
Oh, well, you know, it's been a while since I've seen you.
It's been ages. I distinctly remember us yesterday, some sort of a studio.
Yes, was that yes? I believe that was yesterday.
No, that was Monday. Wait,
yeah,
no. Yeah,
it is. We posted on the Instagram. A little snippet.
We've got a snippet.
We've got a rap coming out. 100th episode rap.
Just to celebrate the 100th ep, we made it very bedwetter orientated.
Very bedwetter. Lulu's got a verse. Get my rapping skills out.
Got the rapping skills out for Lulu. Mate, it's like a proper fucking song. It's got verses, choruses, another verse.
The chorus is catchy.
Thank you.
That'll get stuck in people's heads.
I hope so.
Back side to side, Louis, drop back on.
So be prepped for that. 100th ep coming up. We're figuring out the shindig as we speak.
Yes. We're going to have a party and invite all you bedwetting little fuckers. Hey, and what's that top you're wearing? Excuse me, senorita.
Excuse me, senorita.
You know what that means, bedwetters. We got hot prop merch.
Hot prop merch coming on the way. We've got Excuse Me, Senorita merch coming.
That's coming Thursday the 26th of October.
Correct.
6 p.m. hullosport.shop. So that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So put in your cows. I want business meetings, everything.
And does. And what else?
We've got Excuse Me, Senorita t-shirts.
Yep.
We got We Mean Well shorts in cream and blue.
Navy, yep.
We got a really cool singlet for the gals, which is like that chic kind of like ribbed. And
or,
then it's also,
or the guys.
All guys could wear like it Dior. As well. Yep, Dior could wear it. You could wear it.
Well, hold on.
I love wearing things that are ribbed.
Exactly.
That makes three of us.
Like a condom. That you're getting.
Yeah.
The logo's in the middle of the We Mean Well singlet, which is very on trend at the moment.
Look, Lou's are probably a bit more trendy.
Yeah.
Because you're the trendy. Stuff is trendy, you know what I mean? The bloke stuff is, look, we're simple creatures, really.
Yeah.
So we've got nice shorts, a nice t-shirt, you know what I mean, which will make you look sexy. You'll pull roots, essentially. It's a 99%, I think they said, guarantee that you'll pull a root wearing Excuse Me, Senorita.
We can't technically claim that, but.
Well, that's alleged. It's an alleged 99% root pulling.
Yeah.
Nine out of 10 doctors agree type stuff.
Yeah. Correct. There 9 out of 10 doctors agree.
So I'd get in for that merch. It's going to go quick. You know how quick the hats went.
And if you want to be side eyed at a bar by a chick who's clearly jealous of you and threatened by you, then walk in wearing the We Mean Well girls singlet.
The girls
combo.
Singlet you could legit wear with like cool pants or a skirt on a night out. Like it's very chic.
It's chic, man.
I'm going to wear it next podcast.
Are you?
Couldn't wear it today. I wasn't wearing the right bra.
Bra. Just go braless.
Free the nips.
Yeah. Dior, you cool with that?
No.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay. Interesting. crude. But yeah, we got merch coming, Bedwetters. There's a fuckload going on at the moment.
There's a lot going on.
Which is good.
A lot of fun, exciting things. And with that wrap, the 100th ep,
yep.
There's going to be a video as well.
Oh, yeah.
So just yep. Wait
so
for this.
So be prepped for that.
Wait for this hot, hot spot.
Yeah. Now, do you want to play some Red Light, Green Light?
Yes.
Okay. Should I get a chin implant, guys?
Yes. Perhaps.
Imagine if I just come in with a chin like Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, it just sticks out.
Like a huge chin. And they're just like, I just shaved my beard. It was always like this. I was just joking.
Does your dad have a chin? Like, is it hereditary or what's the
goal? No. Dude, I've told you. When I like got my nose broken or something, I can't really breathe through my nose and it's like shaped my face.
That feels a massive stretch.
No, I can promise you that people, because I breathe through my mouth, it fully changes your facial structure. I've seen photos of me pre it.
Google it, Dior. That feels liar. I think let's you've have just a look, always Dior. Been chinless.
Watch what I can show you photos. Breathing through your mouth, facial structure change, Dior.
I've
look
always
it up.
Been blessed with a chin.
You've been blessed with about 40 of the fucking things.
Oh,
let's have a look up. Can
look.
We get it up on the screen there, Brett?
I miss 8-year-old Lou.
Do you?
Yeah. Life was easy back then.
Not if there was a slight incline. Dude, see what I mean?
Oh.
See, I was the top guy and now I'm the
bullshit.
Bottom guy.
There's this guy with like this gorgeous jawline.
Yeah, huge
and then
jawline.
There's Jarch at the bottom.
Seriously, look at that shit. That's it.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind giving you a bit of my chin and I'll have a little bit less.
Okay, now we're
could
cooking.
Go to, look go at this. It's do like, that together.
It's like a kidney transplant. Like, yeah. It's like a beautiful story of us laying in beds next to each other in the hospital. Beautiful story of, see?
Of podcast co-hosts.
Yeah.
Wanted to help one another out. So some
she
of
gave
Louise's
him part of
chin fat was passed on to Jack Edward Archdale to make his chin slightly larger.
I think I'd need more bone, you know what I mean? But that's the difference. Nose breathing versus mouth breathing.
Okay.
So I'm a mouth breathing window licker, essentially.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Don't yell at me. I'm your friend.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you want me to go first?
Oh, okay, Mama. Yeah, you kick it off.
Okay. Red light, green light. Hopping in the shower before you turn the water on.
Well, red.
Red?
Yeah.
Like, imagine just standing there and then turning it on. It goes fucking cold and then to hot.
Yeah.
You got to wait for it to warm up before you get your little tootsies in.
You got to wait for that shit to warm up. I think maybe if you had said, you know what? I'm into these cold showers these days. That's fine.
Yes, because then
you just turn it on.
Yeah.
But if you're going for a conventional shower, no, you turn it on, you let that bitch steam, then you jump in and you enjoy your shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's serial killer shit to just stand there, turn it on, just stand there like this as freezing cold water hits you and you just wait to warm up. Like back on the farm, it takes like fucking 2 minutes for ours to heat up.
Yeah, I love a scalding hot.
Women tend
shower.
To. Women
like
tend
I come to. Out and my skin's like bright red.
Yeah.
I'm like the colour of a tomato. Tomato. That was quicker.
Sometimes, mate.
Tomato.
You're just doing it to fuck me off, aren't you?
Tomato. I love a tomato. I love a tabbouleh salad with some tomato.
That's a red light. What? That saying tomato is as red as your skin is when you get out of a shower. That's a fucking red light. Red light, green light, the word tomato, red.
Green. Well, red because it is the colour red.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't you tell me what to do, you sick pig.
Red light, green light. Now pull me up, you two, if we've done this before.
We probably have because you don't prep.
Language.
Where was the language in that?
Prep. Oh, I can't believe I've just said it.
Prep.
Ease up. Do you know what that means in Australia?
No.
Jesus Christ. I think we might need to cut that, dude. Hold on.
How do you not know what it means, Lou?
Prep.
Should we cut that?
Maybe.
Don't. You guys are fucking with me.
No, we're not. Don't say that. It's fucked.
Especially after this weekend.
Correct.
Like, and everything that's happening in the world.
Yeah.
really can't say that.
Start again.
It's not funny.
She was so concerned.
It's mean.
Buddy. No, it's not. Oh, bud. Great work, Dior.
Shove your prep up your ass.
Got it.
Prep as in prepping for homework, schoolwork.
No, look, we understand the word. We're the ones fucking with
well,
you.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Got her face. She was wigging. She's like, what have I said? What the fuck is prep? Oh, fuck. Have I said it on another podcast? Don't be cranky with us. All right. All right. Okay, good stuff, Dior. Okay.
Ganging up on poor Lulu.
Red light, green light. People who make coffee their personality.
Red, but is this an attack?
No.
Oh.
You're just a shocking coffee order.
Coffee order.
You don't make it your personality.
Today. No, I'm red. Like, you have a coffee a day.
We
shut
get
the
it.
Fuck up.
We get it.
It's who's like, making it their personality and what are they doing?
I've worked in offices for quite a few years. And in every office.
Coffee o'clock.
You know, so have you. And in they're just like they almost use it as an excuse to be a fuckwit to you if they haven't had their coffee.
Yeah,
they're like, God. They're like, hey, fuck you. Move your fucking computer. You're like, Jesus Christ, Terry. And she's like, sorry. Haven't had my first coffee of the day. And you're like, fuck you.
Someone trips you over in the hallway. Whoa, yeah. Bruce, calm down. Sorry, Lou, I haven't had my coffee yet, but get the fuck out of my way.
Your boss just calls you into the office and just starts punching you in the face. Sorry, mate, haven't had my coffee yet. We get it. You like coffee, but
the
it's like.
The CEO just runs you over in his car. Sorry, Lou, haven't had my coffee yet.
A random arsonist burns down the whole building while he runs. Everyone's inside and then screams apologies to everyone while they're on flames. They're all on fire saying, sorry, guys, I haven't had my decaf iced latte yet. It's a decaf. Doesn't even have
coffee in it. Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Like, oh, I do know what you mean, Jack.
Can't start this day without a cough.
But then I will say I'm a bit of a red for the sense that sometimes I'll bump into people and if I'm not in like a super bubbly, energetic mood in the mornings, I'll go, sorry, I'm so tired.
Haven't had my coffee.
I don't know if I'd say I haven't had my coffee, but I think I'll go, I need a coffee.
Yes.
I think I say I need a coffee. Sorry, I'm so tired. I need a coffee.
But that's fine.
So it's a once offer. It's once in a blue mooner.
Like, you say it because it's just a general thing that people are going to understand.
Yeah.
You don't really probably mean that because you drink a fucking ice week-long black.
Well, I've gotten better. I'm now just having one shot rather than.
Mate, you just ordered a large week-long black.
No,
with
Judge,
almond milk in
I
it.
Ordered a large long black.
And then you went to the barista and told him how much almond milk.
And then
to
I
put
said, just clarifying, that's one shot in the coffee. And then he said, so how much almond milk? And I said, just pour a bit of the coffee out, a little bit more almond milk. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
I'm paying for it.
I correct.
I got yours, so thank you. And I got you a pretzel.
Yeah, and then tried to eat the whole fucking thing.
Lulu hungry. Lulu want to nibble.
More
Lulu
than a nibble. You can't, I was like, doll, I would have just got this if I knew that I had to fucking share the whole thing. And you're like, well, I bought it.
Give me another. Give me another crumb. And then you just hand me like the tiniest piece. I'd be like, give me more. Give me more cheese.
I'd peel off some of the skin and just put it in the palm of her hand.
And then the barista passed us our coffees and I go, nah, and pretend to throw mine at Judge. And he's like looking at us and like, ha-ha.
It is like dealing with children in a shop.
What about how we went to the gym? We went to the gym, Judge, me, Lily and myself. And well, we were on the treadmill or something, and I was like to you guys, can I go to the sauna now? You guys were like, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
Correct. You get like, Lou got bored. So then I was like dealing with a child. She goes, how long? And we're like, we got like 20 minutes. And you're like, I want to go to the sauna now. We're like, you can. We're going to do this. And then you didn't. You just hung around. You like sat on the bike behind us and like didn't pedal. And then we're just like looking around at the roofs and shit. Started to pedal for a little bit, then just stopped, got bored. You're like, how long now? We're like, 12 minutes. And we're like, just go.
What did Lily say? She was explaining something really like scientific-y or something.
She said the word like incessant or something like that. And I was watching. When Lily is a PT. She knows all this shit and she uses all these scientific words about food and shit. The word wasn't incessant, but it was like whatever, some fucking terminology for like
protein whale
fat, you know, that's getting burnt or proteins and shit. And I'm watching it because Lou was like, so how do you like, is this good for you or something like that? And Lily's like, well, actually, it's not that good because basically the cells that you're burning when you're – and she said some word. I'm watching Lou and I've already got a smirk on my face coming on. I'm going to watch this chick completely tap the fuck out. And I've watched her and then I've just seen her eyes glaze over like a death scene in a movie. And she's gone. And I said to Lily, I said, she's gone, mate.
I literally was looking at Lily like this.
You were completely gone. And I was like, where did you go? And you're like, oh, I thought I had like pork mince in my freezer and I'm just going to have that with broccoli for dinner. And I was like, I fucking knew it. I knew you were gone.
I didn't hear a word she said. It went
straight through. Straight out. Yeah. Fuck, it was funny.
Well, is it my turn? Ow, don't kick me. Okay, that's funny.
Okay.
Giving your clothes a little sniff to see if you can get one more wear out of
them. Oh, well, fucking green, mate. I'll turn undies inside out. Done it.
That's very itch.
Not really. It's another wear.
So you'll sniff them?
Won't even bother.
You'll just see them?
Oh, go, I know I've worn them.
But then that means the stench is now like on the outside.
You're assuming there's a stench in the first place.
There would be. You're a smelly little grubby senorita.
Beg your pardon. Did you need that in grubby?
You kind of are a little bit.
Well, I guess.
I saw your man cave the other day.
I hadn't cleaned it.
It was very grubby.
Wasn't that grubby?
It was pretty grubby. I'm a little grub at times.
We know.
I always get shit down my top.
Correct, correct. Now, what are you, though?
Not undies, but, like, I'd sniff a top and go, yeah, fuck it, green.
Heartbeat stuff. In a heartbeat. Like, yeah, and even if I'm like, that's about 30% there, I'm still wearing it.
Oh, but see, then you're sweating all day and then you're going to stink to everyone. You're the little stinky boy. Little stank.
Am I a stinky boy?
Get your stanky on.
Am I a stinky boy?
I've smelt you once or twice.
All right.
And you were stinky.
Yeah, but when I'm awake, am I a stinky boy?
What?
I was insinuating that you smell me in my sleep.
Oh. I was like, what difference would it make if you were asleep or alive?
You just open my bed going, he's a smelly boy.
Steph's like, do you wake up? I was like, what? Steph's like, don't worry, it's just Lou again.
Fucking hell, didn't we change the locks? Yeah, she somehow got a key cut.
I come over to you, guys, I can't sleep.
Fuck me, Dad. Righto, in with us. You got Kevin. Like a child.
Amazing.
No, no, mate. I
think it's fine to sniff your tops and whatever, but you, mate, just wash your undies.
Yeah, look, I've got such an array of underwear. I'm proud of my underwear.
You've got quite a few. Do they have holes in them? All blokes' undies have holes in them.
Some of my favourites, but I've always been a proud underwear man, and I've got a lot. I've always got a lot on hand. A lot on hand.
What is it with the fucking holes? I remember Ned had these ones with like a legit like full like, I'm like, just throw them out.
Dude, I've got underpants, if I wear footy shorts like this, I'll go to scratch my balls and I'll feel my balls, not the undies.
Like, why are you proud of your array of undies then?
Well, because I've got brand Dana ones that are grouse, and then I've got fucking old boys that are like, we've been through some times, boy, together. You and I. Yeah.
Do you have, like, I've got undies that are like, because I only ever, to be honest, wear G-strings. This feels inappropriate.
Tell us.
This feels really inappropriate.
No. Tell us more. Tell us more.
It's like saying that honestly felt illegal to me.
Say it again.
But what I was meaning is that when I go to bed, though, sometimes I'll just put on like Calvin Klein, like ugly. You know, you have like old ugly undies. You're just like, yeah, I'm wearing those to bed.
Yeah.
I'd never wear them like out and about or just let anyone see the daylight of those.
This is what fucks me off about Steph. I have to have such an array of underwear because half the reason is every single night she'll go into my top drawer, pull out a pair of briefs, like boxes.
Oh, and wear them
briefs,
to bed.
Whatever, wear them to bed. So I almost need double the undies because two are going a day.
Yeah.
You know?
She won't, oh, no, I suppose you'd wash your pyjamas, what, every second, third day?
I don't really have pyjamas.
Well, I used to be a real PJ girl, like Peter Alexander everything. Now I've just been sleeping nude.
Nice.
I feel very illegal with the few things I've said in the last couple minutes.
Sweet.
That felt illegal as well.
A few bedwetters, just another crash.
Kevin's also nude.
Oh, nicer. That's a better thought. You ever want a G-string Dior?
Nah, not a G-string.
Okay, so what have you worn then?
Yeah.
Just regular undies.
Okay.
I'm a, what, briefs?
I always get confused
between boxes and briefs. Like, yeah, briefs. But I also do have, I'm wearing undies with a hole in them right now. And I also wore them yesterday. And my missus had a go at me.
Judge.
She's also like, just throw them away.
Yeah, what is it?
Nah,
well, they're fine. Like, look, they still work.
I've had these shorts for probably 13 years. We just, it's.
Jesus.
But it's like, these are. But
jingle, it, jungle. Jingle, jungle.
But this jingle, is the difference between females and males a lot of time. You birds won't wear a dress you bought fucking $800 twice. Think about.
If you saw my wardrobe at the moment, I genuinely have a problem. Like, I need to be hypnotized on shopping. I reckon I've got like 20 items with tags on them in my wardrobe.
Fuck off.
It's wild. I'm honestly addicted.
Dude.
Like, some people get addicted to, like, meth. I'm addicted to online shopping.
Okay, I think yours is probably a little better.
Yeah.
So don't feel too bad about it. But I can't do that. Steph's like, it's crazy if you get something new. I almost have to take my clothes off that I'm wearing and put it on straight away.
Oh.
And, like, wear it.
Hence the excuse me, senorita top.
Correct. Rocking it.
Your turn, my turn.
Yeah, my turn. Red light, green light. Men that shave their legs.
Green. No. Personally, I would... No, let me...
Interesting.
Let me preface this. Personally, I would prefer a man with hairy legs. Yeah, I don't personally like it, but I also grew up in a family of cyclists, Jack. So Franco, Matthew and Chris, when they were cycling, would shave their legs. They wouldn't anymore, but because they were athletes at the time.
Right.
But I prefer a hairy man.
Fair.
What the fuck is going on? I have said some etch shit in the last 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm happy with it.
G-strings, nude and hairy
man.
That's the podcast name. G-strings, nudity and hairy men.
Yeah, correct. Or hairy men wearing G-strings in the nude.
All that.
I'm happy with it.
Did you fart?
No, my lord, woman. Do you know me?
Yeah, it was your shoe.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get you.
The thing is, it's fine if it's for athletic purposes. I just, I don't know why you would do it otherwise.
I know a
you know
guy
what I mean? Blokes just shave their legs.
I know a guy who shaves his. He's got tattoos on his legs and like
quite
muscly brown legs.
Yeah, it's like, I suppose it's like that gym culture thing, but fuck it.
I don't know why, unless you're an athlete, I suppose it's just a look. It's the same as like a haircut, I guess. Fuck it, let them do it.
I'm still red. But you can, but
I'm
go for it.
Green for athletes.
Yeah.
But red if I was to be
if I started shaving
sexually
my-
dating someone, I'd prefer them to have hairy legs.
Sexually dating? I'm just dating someone like just I was sexually dating
What's
someone.
What's going on?
You been drinking?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's 10:45.
On a Wednesday. Wednesday.
Well done.
It's 10:45 on a Wednesday and you're drinking. So.
Okay, one more from me and then one more from you. I'm saving them for next week. It's amazing. Oh, God. Sorry, it's just a bit of a giggle to myself. Well, you tune in next week, guys, and there'll be a great red light, green light. Red light, green light. Keeping photos of your ex on your Instagram page.
You've done that before. How's the fucking prep, kid? And it's a green.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like the question was actually a bit different and then we went to that part. But my answer's green. I've got I've got CJ on there.
Do you need my hands as well for this?
I've got who was addicted to affairs.
Yeah.
Beep that, Dior. I've got Lockie.
Yep.
I've got Ned. That's it.
Who else?
That's it.
Oh. I'll just put my hands down.
Judge, that's since I was 18.
You've had 5 boyfriends since you're 18?
Yes.
No, you haven't?
Yes, I have. CJ, who was addicted to affairs, beep that, Dior. Lockie.
Yeah.
Ned. Oh, that's 4.
Obviously, this is all fucking really dependent, but I mean, if you finish amicably and you go back through your fucking Instagram and just delete all the photos, I'm like, to me, it's just
that's
like,
weird. But I guess if it's like drama filled, different situation.
Yeah,
I got removed from one of my ex's pages not that long ago.
Which one? Spill the beans, sister.
Will you beep it, Dior?
Fair dinkum.
Yeah. Had a slideshow of me, like a birthday post or something. Gone. Deleted. Sayonara, bitch.
There you go. How did that make you feel?
Well, I just wouldn't do that because, you know, when you have nice times with someone, but then again, I don't know, you know, for some people it's just like, oh, fuck you. I want to get you off my page, bitch. God, there's a lot of beeping for you to do, Dior, in the last 2 minutes. Yeah,
jeepers creepers. Where'd you get those? Peepers. It's very good.
It's very good.
All right. Red light, green light. And this is one that I've been dealing with emotionally for a while, living in the city. People who when there's, so selfish parkers, when there's clearly room for 2 cars between driveways and those fucking cunts that park in the middle of that
happens
section,
to us around here a lot.
And this is where I'm like, listen, am I just becoming too pissed off about living in the city for too long that little shit's annoying me? Mm-mm. Fuck it. Fuck. I fume.
No,
I'll spit on their car.
That gets me going as well.
Mate.
Or not gets me going. That
upsets
me.
It gets you going.
Yeah. It's annoying. It's like, just park closer to the bloody
the driveway.
The driveway.
So there's 2 people can fit in.
I know.
There was some fucking cocksucker in a fucking Porsche 911, which isn't a fucking huge car, smack bang in the middle of this fucking thing. And there wasn't many parks around. I'm like, you, and I wanted to get out and punch his fucking windows in.
You wouldn't.
Obviously, you wouldn't do that. But I'm like, you need some retribution for that bullshit.
What would happen if you did do that? Insurance wouldn't cover that, would they?
Yeah, they would. It's vandalism. They didn't cover it on him,
But not for you.
Well, if I didn't get caught, it wouldn't even matter.
Right, but if you did get caught?
Well, then I'd get charged.
To prison.
Wouldn't go to prison, but I'd
jail?
Probably...
What's the difference?
Well, I think in Australia it's pretty similar. In America there's like county jails and like federal prisons, so there's a difference, I think.
But I think, isn't one like they'll arrest you, but you're not sentenced, and then when you actually get sentenced and you do your years or whatever, you go to prison.
I feel like some people make quite good friends in prison.
Right. Would you care to expand?
Well, like you kind of like hanging out with mates all day.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Would you like to go there
to prison
together?
Hang on, mates. Yeah, it's like boarding school, but with murderers.
Well, no, I don't mean murderers and the bad guys, but, you know, the people who, like, key someone's car and then they've got
go to prison.
County jail for 3 months.
Yeah, keying someone's car and going to prison for 3 months. That definitely happens. Wouldn't clog up the system.
Well, let's say vandalising 12 cars, you might go to prison for 3 months.
Okay, let's give it 12 cars.
12 cars.
Still probably...
Okay, 50 cars.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, so... You know, and then your other mate's in there for...
Defrauding an innocent family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you can make a friend with a defrauder. Yeah.
Not all...
Yeah. So, you know,
perhaps I'd prefer to go to boarding school.
Yeah, I think most people
Or like
would.
Camp America.
What's that?
That thing where you go overseas and you're like a tutor and you take the kids like water skiing in America.
Like
and
a tutor, like an old English aristocrat. Like a tutor.
A tutor.
Oh, like a tutor.
T-U-T-O-R.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. I thought you meant T-U-D-O-R.
Tudor.
Yeah, like a tutor. The era of the tutors. It's a joke that was misplaced and didn't land very well, which is fine.
I'm still lost.
They don't need all need to land.
Anything else, Jack?
Yeah, I would love to go to prison for at least 6 months to make new friends. So would Lou, apparently. So,
not what I was getting at, but somehow we've ended there. And
it's exactly what you said.
Maybe I just want new friends.
Hey, you've got me and Dior. You've got the boys back there. You've got Eddie Burma. You got Tobbs. You got Seb.
Toby's
dead. All right? But you got some good new friends, don't you?
You're very clever, aren't you?
You're lucky, aren't you?
You're very lucky.
New friends.
You've got Kevin as well, don't you?
Aye, but that's more of a sexual thing.
Don't sexualise a stuffed toy.
Oh, he's stuffed, all right. He gets stuffed. Like a jalapeno popper.
Or like a green olive with an anchovy in the middle. What did I say? Stuffed like a...
Yeah. Whatever. Upper middle class humour. It's tremendous.
What's next?
Okay. She's Mama's a little bored.
No, I just was checking. We're not doing any more red light, green lights. So what would you like to do next?
An Irish jig.
Come on.
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Excuse me?
Yes, hot
Stop
stuff?
Stop texting.
Sorry.
Who are you texting?
I was texting you.
Liar.
I was just saying you've had such a great podcast. You look tremendous today. But now because I was like, you're one of my best friends. But now because you'd stopped me, I can't send that anymore. You never get that text.
That's fine. I don't want it. Keep your words and shove them up your ass. Now give me a prank phone call.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, play a hotline and then we'll call them back.
Well, this came in 10 minutes ago.
Perfect.
Don't you tell me it's perfect. Bit long.
78 seconds too long, champion.
G'day, bedwetters. Sam the handyman here. Judge, not hand job man, but handyman.
Bugger.
Anyways, long time hotliner, first time bedwetter. Shit.
The other way around, buddy.
Well, you know what they say. The more the you know,
That one particularly, I think, resonates with you.
I really enjoyed that. That felt very close to home. You could tell, you know, he was a true Kiwi
with what he was saying.
Yeah, it just I'm a bit lost for words, actually, yeah. Judge. Sorry.
Thank you, mate. That was
could
a very...
Could you give me a moment?
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, let's just give Lou... That was a very special moment to Lou. Beautiful. We're just going to give her a moment. Mate, was, thank you so much for that. Like, Lou, that means more to Lou than... It's got to be a little choked up.
I'll get a bit teary.
It's just, he just was so articulate.
It was just beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous.
What a ripper.
Are we calling him back?
Well, do you know what I think we do?
What?
Just based on your last performance.
Oh.
Calling them back that's just left one. Quite obvious, they especially know. When you're just going, okay. Hey, it's Lou from the ATO.
I'm going to go, g'day, it's Lisa here from the Mulberry Post Office.
But well, don't say the Mulberry, just say the post office. Okay. So you've got a huge package here from bloody... I'll go,
g'day here, it's Sergeant... Hang on. G'day here, it's Sergeant Lisa from the local police station. Lisa. Now I've got a suspicious package with your initials on it left at our front door. Now I'm aware you're currently at work. We're gonna need you to come down to the station.
Sorry, couple of holes. Just I'm just picking
Please
that
go,
straight away.
Go on.
You didn't give me your last name, so it's just Sergeant Lisa, is it? Why would the package not be left at the? Why would they leave? We'll just drop this. No, the post office is closed. We'll just leave this at the police station. So they
no, I mean that like a package had been left at the police station, be like from Tim.
Okay, all right.
But also, if it's just their initials, how do you know who it is?
Fuck off, guys! Let me do my own prank call.
Yeah, fair. You know what, Dior? We will.
I would win when I was eight. The improvisation.
Oh,
no,
fuck
no.
Off.
I would win the improvisation courses on stage.
Well, you'd fucking lose them now.
No, I would not. That's my forte. Thank you very much.
No, buddy. All right. When she was eight, Jesus Christ. Let's just listen to this one. Let's see if this will be your next victim.
Okay. Victim.
Josh and Lulu, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fair.
Shut the fuck up. Babe, what is for life? I have just nothing to say except...
Perfect.
Shut up! Except shut the fuck right. up. Jarchi, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Lulu, shut up. Love you, babe, but shut up.
Yeah. Mixed messages.
It feels right to tell us to shut up, but then also it's hard to shut up in the midst of a podcast, Jarch.
It is tough.
It's one that is you'd call it a tough day job, trying to shut up during a podcast.
Yeah. It'd be a tough listen. Arguably, some of these episodes not as tough as some of the eps we've put out, but
Correct.
Still a tough listen. That was reminiscent of like if someone was to come up to give you a kiss and they're like, "I love you," and then they just slap you in the face, and you're like, "What?" Mix me, and then you go,
yes.
"I love you so much, babe," and then just slap you in the face. That was reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
Do they like us or do they want us to shut? Do they
I
want
think
us to shut up?
It felt more shut up.
It felt more shut. They said shut up a lot more.
A lot. That's okay. Holding your tears till after, Jack.
I will. I'm fine. All right. Let's see this one.
Cunt! Fucking! Why are you doing 60 in an 80? Cunt!
Oh, she's yelling at someone.
Anyway, g'day, fellas. Hey, Josh. Got a fucking red light, green light for you.
I think we know what it's going to be.
Listening to a podcast, right, and actually just only catching up to the most recent episode, now having to wait until this one comes out, because I tell you what, big fat fucking red! And Lou, you're in my car, but guess what? I'm not pulling over. Suck a dick. Anyway, I'm yours. Greatest for life.
It's very naughty of you, Senorita. You're very naughty, aren't you?
Chill.
I said, pull over, off speakerphone.
Yep.
Phone to your ear.
Can I be honest?
What?
They're doing what you would do in this situation.
What?
You know how you said in the car, you're like, there's a big red button that says don't press.
I know. Press I need it. To stop telling them to now stop. Because they're fucking with me now, you little naughty bedwetters. Naughty little senoritas.
Now, do you want to try that naughty senorita? Because she's fucked with you. You want to fuck with her?
Yes, I'd like to doth ruin her day.
All right, we got
Lou. Okay, well, hang on. Let's just Let's brainstorm.
No. Improv queen. Fuck that. Improv queen.
Okay, I reckon.
On the spot.
Sergeant Lisa Tulip, because there's a flower Tulip. In front of me.
Oh, God. This is going to be rough.
Sergeant Lisa Wood.
Sergeant Lisa Wood. Louisa Delden, because I'm. Oh, that's me. I'm here.
We've had. Yeah, okay.
Got you ready?
What was her name? She didn't say. Fuck. We need her name.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Just go, sorry, who have I got speaking?
Thanks so much.
Nah, fuck, I shouldn't even fucking help you. She called a private number, fuck.
Didn't you?
No.
Idiot.
I'm a dumb cunt.
Hi, you've reached Bella. Sorry, I can't get this phone right now. I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Hi, have I got Bella here? It's Lisa Wood from the local police station. I was just inquiring about... My voice changed 800 times. Oh, it's chat.
Bedwinners for life.
Bedwinners for life.
Catch ya.
Not my best.
Well, no,
we've got to get someone. Let's keep going.
Oh, fuck, I love that.
Okay. I changed my voice, but it was about 4 seconds into it, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, I just love it. Hello, it's Sergeant Lisa Wood here from the police station.
Okay. Give me another.
How do I put my phone on private?
Go onto phone and then go show caller ID, you idiot. How have you been on this earth for 34 years?
Never done it. So.
Yes, you've done it before.
I've never done it.
G'day, Josh and Lou. It's Saggy Tits, Bangin' Brunette and Mega Virgin. Lou, we're on speakerphone right now, so don't get mad at us. We might sound like we're fucking underwater. But here, I'm going to put you on to my ear right now.
Bangin' Brunette's really drunk, but we're okay. Really huge fans. And spin of my yarn, my boyfriend actually introduced us to the to the podcast.
What a love!
Is it a red flag that That's since we broke... Is it a red flag that since we've broken up, we still listen to you guys? Don't know. Anyway, love you lots. Have a great, great day. And can't wait to hear from you on Wednesday.
Love that.
I love the first one's nickname was Saggy Tits.
Is that one? Yeah. And then Mega Virgin.
Bangin' Brunette and Mega Virgin.
Amazing. Can I say that is not a red flag at all? You're just because your red light. Mm. So sorry, Jack. Just because your boyfriend introduced you to us doesn't mean you still can't be mates with us.
Mate.
No rules around it. Keep listening. Fuck you. You're more part of the potty now that you've been on and he hasn't.
That'd be like deleting the Instagram photos if you just delete us out of your life because of your boyfriend.
Don't do it.
Shout out to the boyfriend from getting you onto us.
Mm.
And shout out to you guys for sticking around.
Mwah.
Should have never dissed you. Now, they feel right. They feel right for Sandra Wood or whatever her name was. Oh,
Sandra Wood. Okay, I'm going with Sandra Wood now.
Hello.
Hi, who have I got here?
You called me with no caller ID, mate. You want to tell me who you are first?
Well, it's actually Sandra Wood here from the local police station. I'm just calling because I've got a suspicious, suspicious package.
I get a call from no call. Scam.
It's not a scam. It's a couple of bedwetters.
Oh, it's Jarch and Lou.
Oh, my God. Fuck off. You're joking.
Nah, I got you with Sandra Wood, the local police station.
I'm sorry. I can't say that. Guys, my friends aren't even with me. I'm at uni. You're kidding.
Oh, what is it? Mega Virgin.
Which one are you? Saggy Tits, Bangin' Brunette, or Mega Virgin?
I'm Saggy Tits.
Amazing. Saggy Tits.
Perfect. Welcome to the pod, Sex.
Thanks. Thanks, ST.
Oh, you're actually kidding. This is amazing.
Mate. I love the sass from you. You're like, you called me, mate, so.
Yeah, I love it.
You're
going
to tell me who you are. I'm like, oh, it's Sandra from the local police station.
Yeah, you scared the shit out of her.
Oh, Oh, well, did you like my red light, green light?
Loved
yeah,
it.
We said you're welcome to stick around. Your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend can jog on.
Oh, no, because no, he sorry. Still likes a potty too.
Both of you are allowed to be here. I'm so sorry for that, that's Jack. All right. I'm so sorry.
No, no, he can stick around. He's a lovely guy.
Okay. Perfect.
We love that.
I did have a quick, we are all Adelaide girlies. Mm. Well, actually, I'm from like Mount Gambier and Farmingdale, like big old Jarchi.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But we really want to know, are you guys ever going to start like doing tours and coming to Adelaide or anything like that?
Mate, so we are. I think yep. because it's a, towards the end of the year is getting a little hectic.
It's a 2024 job.
It's a 2024 job. But we'll be job, there. But we're going to start doing little tours and shows and shit around 2024.
So fucking sick.
Yeah.
But we, yeah, so me and my mates who called you the other night, we all have your merch. We all wear it. We're going to a music festival on Saturday, a Sunday, yes. sorry. We're going to wear your hat.
Love yes. it.
Like, it's, yeah.
Hey,
it's
guess so, what? Next what's Thursday, up? We got new merch coming out. We got T-shirts, singlets, shorts, the whole shebang, so you can get some more stuff to wear.
That's fucking sick. Oh, look, I don't. Thank you so much for calling me. This is fucking awesome. Hey,
no problem. Hope you enjoyed the prank phone call. Bedwetters yeah, for life.
Bedwetters for life.
Bedwetters for life. See you.
Ciao, ciao.
See you, tits.
Bye.
See you, saggy tits.
See you, saggy tits. Thoughts right. on my performance?
It was
a bit scary for me, Jack.
I think she
came in with some sass.
Fucking heat. I think she shook you at the start. And
well, to be fair.
I can't stop. I think I need to fucking be over there with Dior because I, just listening
I
to
know,
you.
I know, you pissed yourself. But also you threw me off a little bit there by telling me to say, just say, who am I speaking to?
You don't have to, don't start blaming me. You said
as
you're the improv
coach,
queen.
That's my acting coach. I thought my accent was quite on par.
I actually can't remember because I was fucking laughing so hard. I could not stop laughing. I've actually got to be over there with Dior, eh?
Okay. Next time you move over there, please. You're very naughty.
I really want to do one more, but...
Do the people even like listening to the prank phone calls?
Surely.
Is it fun for anyone but us?
I think it is.
This entire podcast is just us wanting to have fun.
Correct.
Whether anyone else likes yeah. it or not.
Correct.
So sorry, bedwetters. Nah, we'll save it.
Yeah, we'll save it for the next one. I reckon I have a shot next yep. podcast.
So what day will that be, Jack?
Friday.
Well done. Very good.
It still takes me.
Friday.
Yeah, we'll be in Friday. All right, well.
Thanks, bedwetters. We love you guys so much. Sorry, Dior, for the cut and the edits and the beeps of all the ex-boyfriends and blah, blah.
It's okay. Anything for you, Lulu.
Yeah.
What about me?
No, fuck you, Josh.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yes, Dior.
Now, listen up. Merch next Thursday.
Yep.
We'll still be plugging it and that.
Yep,
we'll show you a look at it.
The wrap next Tuesday.
No.
The video.
Hold on. What? Next Tuesday?
Yep.
Is it?
The 100th episode is on Wednesday. Fuck
next
me,
Wednesday.
Dude. This guy knows absolutely nothing. If
so
I wasn't here, nothing would get done.
Now,
love you.
We love the lot of ya. We'll talk to ya. Huru in the zoo.
Ciao, ciao, and c'est la vie, and live and dance like no one's watching. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That rain.
Ooh. Drive safe.
Drive safe. No
drive
crashing.
Drive me safe, please.
No crashing, please. That's
bye bye. We love Gianni, even though he's going to go. Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.